Hello and welcome to Career Connect with me, Ntsiki Mkhize, the show where we are speaking about everything you need to know to help you decide on the career that you'd like to take on. Now, you know them as social influencers, bloggers, vloggers, all the kinds of people you can think of on social media, and they are influencing different people and brands about what you should be buying. But is this really an industry, and can it be a profession for you to look into? Well, we sit down with Frederico Dideo from IndaHash, who's going to tell us a bit more about this industry. Welcome, Frederico.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So, I mean, I hear a lot of these things and people are talking about them, and every other day I go into social media and I see a new kind of influencer. What is influencer marketing about?
Influencer marketing is really around utilizing normal people to work with brands who are aligned to the message that the social media influencer has, to pretty much utilize their own authentic voice to convey the brand message to the audience in order for them to either trial the product or service, drive them to some kind of marketing objective. Which is really, I think, at the nutshell of what influencer marketing is. It's really that at a basic level.
Yeah, and that's very different from traditional marketing, because this
absolutely
really relies on my friend telling me to use something, or somebody I admire telling me to use something, and I go ahead and I try the product.
100%. I think consumers are at a stage now where they see through a lot of the traditional marketing practices that, you know, we used to use. The internet has done for everybody's really released this massive amount of knowledge and information that you can access through your mobile phone,
yeah.
Which means that, you know, people are just smarter. Everybody just sees through, you know,
sure,
the smoke and mirrors that we used to put before them, which means that now the trust is sitting with normal people. What influencer marketing does is brings the word of mouth from the communities to online space, which also breaks the boundaries of location, and it really enables people to find out, you know, information, what the truth is, and, you know, looking up to these social media influencers who have the authority in certain spaces to really understand what it looks like, which product to buy, which services to subscribe to.
And how does this space differ from the global context? You know, I feel like it's something that's just developing in South Africa. You know, where are we in terms of influencer marketing versus the rest of the world?
I think we're catching up very quickly. The barrier to entry was predominantly the cost of data. As we know, we are possibly one of the most expensive places to purchase data from. The other barrier to entry was the hardware. But now, you know, the smartphones, the pricing is dropping considerably. The secondhand market is also something which is thriving. So the access to the hardware is really something that everybody has access to now. As soon as we see the cost of data coming down, I think we're going to see even more of a boom with regards to influencer marketing and people becoming social media influencers.
And this space is really about, you know, taking initiative and starting up, similar to IndaHash. Tell me a bit more about the brand and the company.
So IndaHash is still a startup, but early started in 2016. South Africa was the fourth market out of Europe to be launched. So it's something that I have been pretty much part of from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's been a very exciting journey. At the moment, we are active in over 70 markets. We are over 150 people in the company. We're seeing really great revenue growth. We're seeing a lot of return business. We're working with some of the top brands in the world, not just in the country.
Yeah.
And for us, it's something that's really interesting and aspiring to be able to push individuals, to your point, to be able to take out the camera, tell a story, build an audience, and then be able to generate revenue and make money for themselves in this non-traditional, you know, job.
It's a platform where the everyday person can go on and become some kind of influencer.
100%. You know, what the internet has done is remove the middleman. Now you are your own micro-publisher.
Yes.
If you have a story or an angle, you're able to build up an audience. And once you have an audience, that's what brands are looking for. They're looking for a way to tap and to have a conversation in an authentic way with these people that, you know, are passionate about what you're telling them.
And you're a business lead there, you know, so what does your role entail and how are you sort of expanding this brand into Africa?
My remit is definitely to grow the business from, you know, financial well-being. And that takes many different roles.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be recruiting, finding new people to work with a team who are experts in influencer marketing, not just salespeople, because we want to really deliver value to the brands and agencies that we work with. And at the same time, being a platform, we also want to make sure that we deliver the best possible experience to the influencers that work with us. Another role of business lead is really to, you know, build the relationships with the brands and agencies that we work with, make sure that the processes are in place to run campaigns smoothly, grow the business into the rest of Africa, which is really a big part of my remit for the remainder of the year. So we are opening different markets in Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda, Mozambique, literally the whole market. By the end of the year, I'd like to see it be, you know, the purple in the hash color.
That's fantastic. And are you finding major differences between locally here in South Africa and the rest of the continent?
Yeah, I think just doing business in general is very different. You know, a lot of European businesses come to South Africa.
Yes.
They think, okay, it's pretty similar, so we shouldn't have any issues going further north. Well, culturally, we are very different.
Yes.
You know, doing business in Kenya is different. Doing business in Nigeria is very different, which is key for me then to find relationships and partnerships with individuals in those markets so that we're able to then successfully grow the business.
And what is some of your career background? You know, this is very much one of those careers where 5, 10 years ago was not even a real thing, you know, and here you are. So how did you get to this point?
I would say my career in advertising and marketing started back in 96 when I was pretty much self-teaching web design. You know, at the moment, the internet was really minuscule. There was not much information. I possibly purchased as many books as I could on the topic of web design. And then I love the creativity. I love, you know, the opportunity to be able to do so many different things on a daily and weekly basis. And that's what advertising and marketing does. Now, influencer marketing is just the latest addition to that tool set. And it's the Wild West in a way. You know, it's brand new. It's when Google AdWords came out and, you know, there were all sorts of different issues and topics arising. And now we are at the forefront of that. We are pushing that envelope, and I think it's one of the most exciting times that, you know, to be a part of.
And you just mentioned now that influencer marketing is sort of the latest leg of marketing. Can people go to school to study to be an influencer marketer?
I don't think you can go to school to, you know, to study to be an influencer marketer. I think what you can do is definitely study different things to make you a better influencer. You know, if you are thinking about becoming an influencer, then you should perhaps understand marketing. You should understand what brands and agencies are looking for when you collaborate. It's about storytelling. So, you know, that's definitely a key thing that you can study from a video or, you know, graphic design perspective, enable you to put out the content that you need, copywriting. So I think it's one of those roles where you take a whole lot of different bits and pieces from different careers and inspirations, and then you can put it together and, you know, be an
plug and play.
100%.
Okay, so I think if I'm sitting at home, I definitely want to know how I start doing that. So we'll pick up a bit more on that after the break. After the break, we talk about how you at home can potentially become an influencer marketer. More after the break.
So there's definitely a couple of pros and cons when it comes to being an influencer marketer. From a pros perspective, I think it's a great opportunity to do very new campaigns, do different types of marketing, which you probably haven't done before. I think it also gives you a lot of access to localized content. When working with global brands, you find that a lot of the time they have assets which are delivered from global. And being South Africans, we have a very diverse demographic. And we often find that it's just skewed towards white individuals, which does not fit the local context. So utilizing South African influencers enables you to create localized content, which is, you know, something that you really want to strive to so that you have the best engagement for your audiences. Some of the cons, I would think it's definitely finding a right fit with an influencer. You know, when you talk influencer marketing, you're talking about relevance and resonance, and that really means around finding the best influencer who's going to be the best fit for your brand so that when you're producing content together, it resonates with the audience that you're trying to reach.
Welcome back to Career Connect with me, Nzigim Kize. We are talking about your potential opportunities as a marketer influencer. Joining me is Frederico Dideo. Now, before the break, we spoke a lot about influencer marketing and what that space looks like and, you know, just where the world is going in terms of that. If we bring it back to people that want to break into that space, what are all the different ecosystems that are around the influencer marketing industry?
I think one of the key things to really think about is what is your thing? What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
I think there's a perception that, you know, becoming an influencer is something that you do overnight. And people don't realize that it actually takes a lot of time and effort. You know, with most successes, you only see the end result. So you're seeing the fabulous lives of people who are traveling and taking amazing imagery of sunsets and, you know, hotel rooms and five-star sort of service. But ultimately, it really comes down to putting a lot of time, putting a lot of effort into the work that, you know, you're doing as an influencer. Yeah. So to break in, I would say find that passion point that you on, that you know that you're going to be able to sustain over a long period of time, and that you're not just going to get over, you know, after a month or 2 months of putting time into it. I think that's really the key. And then after that, it's really working your face off. Literally, there's no other way, like I think any other professional job, to get to the success point, because you find a lot of people just give up after 2 or 3 months where they're not seeing a lot of traction, but they don't realize that it actually can take 6, 12, 24 months before you get to that point where, you know, brands and agencies want to collaborate with you and you really start to see some kind of return on the time and investment.
And what does it take to gain traction? You know, if I look at the pace at which anybody's sort of social media following grows, you know, how do you get to that point where people are wanting to follow you and hear what you have to say?
Again, you know, you need to have an angle. You can't just be replicating what you're seeing other influencers doing, because that's their story. And it won't come across as being authentic. So you always have to look internally to yourself and really put your own spin on things. And even if it's controversial, but at least it's going to be your own take on, you know, the topic or the situation. I think that's the, you know, number one key thing to do after finding your passion point. Aside from that, I would really say you need to look at the numbers. You know, working in digital media, you have a plethora of KPIs. Yes. You can look at a whole bunch of data points, and you're going to have to nerd out a little bit. You're going to have to get stuck in there to understand what are the kind of posts that work best. What time of day should you be posting? Do your images work better than your photos, than your videos? Do your images or videos work best when you are in it versus just perhaps a product or, you know, or something else? So you need to look at, you know, what data you have access to and really understand, you know, what you can do to hack the system. After that, it's really around creating good content, you know, making sure you're not putting your thumb in front of the camera, making sure the images are not blurry, and just really trying to be authentic as possible. And then even utilizing things such as hashtags, which people search for to find different topics, will help you start finding the right audience and, you know, people subscribing.
That's quite interesting. So it really, you have to do the work to be noticed.
Absolutely. There's no shortcuts, unfortunately. Yes, you know, you can get into the situation where you're buying followers, you know, you're buying engagements, you get into things called pods, where basically a whole bunch of influencers get together to up the engagement rates so that you can show that you're performing better than the rest. But ultimately that's short-sighted, because we have tools and technology that enables us to see when you're doing those practices. And the only thing that's really going to happen is that brands and agencies are not going to work with you. You're going to get banned. So ultimately, it's really a short-term play.
And you really want that organic growth and that organic traction to you and your brand.
Yeah.
Now, when we look at this as an entire industry, you know, the brands and the agencies coming to play and whoever's sitting at home wanting to be an influencer coming to play, what are some of the different plug points of what you can do within this space to build a career for yourself?
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, there's the space where you become an influencer yourself, and, you know, whether it's a foodie or chef or woodworking, whatever your passion point is. Then conversely, you're able to work on the agency or brand side of things. On the agency side, you'll most likely be working in the social media department, conceptualizing, coming up with creative, cool influencer marketing ideas that you would then present to the brands that you're working with. On the brand side, what we're starting to see is they're actually bringing influencer marketing in-house and creating departments to help drive the better understanding of influencer marketing, the campaigns, trying to measure ROI, and really understanding what influencer marketing is doing for the brand. And then, of course, there's platforms such as InTheHash, where you're able to then, you know, come on board, help us drive the business further, and work with influencers, both on the agency side as well as influencer direct. So it's still changing. There's a lot of different opportunities coming about, but I think it's quite interesting to see that it's not just being an influencer itself, but you could work, you know, across the whole different areas of the ecosystem.
So in the tech world that we live in, you know, with anybody being able to grab a smartphone, grab a camera, plug it in, shoot a couple of stuff and put it online, and the brands, you know, really wanting to work more with people on the ground who can influence their friends and families, are you finding that this is quickly becoming saturated? Is that even a possibility where we can just have a market that's over flooded with influencers?
I suppose you could think of it like that, but ultimately you will always have people on social media. Not everybody will be an influencer. To be an influencer actually means that you're able to move someone towards a marketing objective.
Okay.
Just because you have 100,000 followers, but none of them will, you know, do anything, I don't think that will make you an influencer.
So it's really about, you know, your ability to engage and get a result from that particular engagement.
Absolutely. You need to become a key opinion leader or a thought leader, or just even if it's aspirational, but at least when you say do this, or, you know, take up a competition, that your audience, you know, believes that it's in their best interest to do so, and then take that step.
Now, does this mean there's also great earning potential in this industry? Now, with all the brands, I imagine, wanting to work with individuals, can you make a career and earn lots, or earn a living from being an influencer?
Absolutely. I think there's a really big opportunity in South Africa and Africa for individuals to be able to do exactly that. Now, the difference is when you're looking at a country like America, I mean, they have so many more millions of people on the social media platforms, whereas in South Africa, it's a lot less, but it's growing. Mm. So even though perhaps the same opportunity is not here today, it's definitely going to be there, as, you know, we spoke about the cost of data and the cost of smartphones. As those comes down, more people are going to be joining those platforms. If you think about numbers, I mean, I can stand corrected, but, you know, Facebook's sitting at around just over 18 million people. Instagram is sitting at just over 3.5 million people. When you consider those numbers in the States, it's way bigger.
Yeah.
So the potential audience that you're able to reach as an influencer is way bigger, which means that the brands are then willing to pay you a lot more. So for us, we are getting there. I think the opportunity is definitely there, and that's why you want to start now, so that when the potential is there, you're then able to capitalize on it.
So if I'm really, you know, grabbed in on this conversation and I want to be an influencer, where's a good platform to start?
I would say the internet. I mean, Google it, right? Yeah. There's a fortune of information out there. Then you can definitely follow platforms such as IndaHash. We produce a lot of content around influencer marketing, best practices, what to do, what not to do. I would say that there isn't necessarily a course or anything that you can do, but there's really sufficient free information out there that you're able to access and read up, and then just start practicing, you know. Take those pictures, take those videos, get over the feeling that you know maybe uncomfortable in front of the camera. And absolutely, sometimes perfect is not where you need to be. We're seeing that done is better than perfect, because people want to feel that you are authentic, that you are a normal person, and not that you are fully airbrushed.
And I can see myself in you as well.
100%. I think that's really where people resonate with the content that we're seeing influencers creating.
Cool. Tell me quickly, where do people find IndaHash?
So IndaHash, you're able to download the app off the Android and iTunes store. You can apply. We're going to vet you and see if you stand up to scrutiny.
Cool.
If you are the right profile, please do join and take part in our campaigns.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, Frederico.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you might want to be an influencer, so good luck to you and figuring out how to work out the kinks in that space. You can see more about different careers right here on Career Connect. Until next time, I'm Ziggy Mkhize, and thanks so much for watching.